Hi, it's Kay Henderson from IK Insights. It's mid-May and I'm out in the Warwickshire countryside with the Springers. That's Indy just taking a dip in the river. Walking by a river, and it feels really different to a few weeks ago. There's a lot more energy in around me. Not me personally, but around me. The trees are really blossoming. The day's feeling longer. The mornings as well. Everything is moving. And yeah, well, we're well into spring now. It's in full flow. And with that, I've been thinking about growth. And I think at this time of year, growth isn't something we just notice. It actually requires something of us. And as you look around, and hopefully you're taking a walk outside, you'll see the hedgerows bustling, and for some people are doing the no more May. That sounded very northern, but more bees and insects and stuff. But everything's starting to speed up. And I was thinking about growth, and we usually talk about it in the sense that it's something that we want, like it's in our work or it's in our life or leadership, but that means there's more stuff, more opportunities and more responsibilities and more, but we don't think about what that actually asks of us, because I think sometimes growth can create additional pressure. And sometimes we really notice that if we're feeling, quite overwhelmed with stuff, because we notice that in our energy, don't we? And our energy drops, or we get a bit more impatient, or sleep becomes a little bit harder. So I think it's sometimes good just to step back and check in with ourselves. Because that energy, that growth requires of us, it's not just kind of mental energy, it can be physical energy. And yeah, if everything's kind of increasing all at once, more things to do and decisions to make and the like, it's easy just to get caught up in the saying yes and the keep doing stuff and adding more things. Beautiful bird song there. But nature, it doesn't grow endlessly. It's rhythmical, isn't it? It has balance and limits, and not everything is growing at the same time. I've just walked through a whole load of dandelions, which were last week were bright yellow, and they've all got the kind of the white feathery. So that's literally in a couple of days. So yeah, at this point of the year when things are picking up, it's sometimes just good to pause and ask the question, not just what do you want to grow, but what can, what can I actually sustain? Sustainable growth. Because that's different. It's not about doing all the things. It's more about being focused and being conscious where you're putting your energy and what you choose to focus your attention on and what you say yes to and what you don't. So maybe just take a few moments to think about where in your life or work is growth happening right now? And where does it feel energizing? And where does it feel like pressure? And you might need to adjust something to make the growth that you want feel a little bit more sustainable. So it might mean what might you need to stop doing to enable that? This growth isn't just about kind of bigger, is it? It's expansion. It's about balance and the ability to sustain what you're building. So yeah, notice over the next few weeks where things feel like they're speeding up, and ask and just check in, is that something, I really want to grow? And is it something that I can sustain? Because the two things there are not the same. I don't think they're the same. So I'm going to leave you with that. And I'm conscious. It's actually colder than I thought this morning. And my nose is dripping. So apologies if I've been sniffing a bit. And I'll share another reflection next month. Thank you for taking some time.